almost that. I was just in there. Heart rate was fine then. Shit. You can mute the alarm. I've got it. Hi. It's Lainey. Back again. Your heart rate was doing fine when I checked on you a minute ago, but it seems like it spiked, so I wanted to come see what's going on. Well, hello. Can't help yourself, huh? No, it's fine. I get it. You're in hospitals a lot. It gets kind of boring. Probably a little bit lonely, too. Visitor hours don't really create a sexy atmosphere, huh? You don't have a partner on your file, do you? Is there one you wanted us to add? No? Well, if you don't have a partner that can come in and help you, maybe I could. After all, I want my patients to be comfortable. Let me wash my hands. You know, when your heart rate gets too high, it makes a loud beeping out there. Patients who are hooked up to heart rate monitors have their heart rate and their rhythm tracked on the main screen by the charge nurse station. I was worried that something was going wrong, your meds were not working or giving you an adverse reaction that we haven't seen before, or that, you know, you were overexerting yourself, maybe trying to go to the bathroom by yourself. But you didn't have to go a couple minutes ago, but sometimes people get embarrassed about needing assistance, so it's not uncommon. Why'd you stop? Are you sure you didn't want me to catch you masturbating? I was in your room to check on you just a couple minutes ago. At least that's what it feels like. You don't have to be embarrassed. Sexuality is one of the base needs for humans, according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Plus, as nurses, we've seen a lot. Usually the patients I catch masturbating want me to catch them masturbating, and they're not exactly my type. But you, on the other hand, well, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was quite attracted to you. If you continue, I'll gladly spend some time with you. Sexual health is important too, you know. I could even join you if you'd like. No one should be coming in here for a while. The timer will reset in about 5 minutes, but I told my other nurse at our station that I've got it covered, so she can mute it. want you to be able to see me. It's not quite as helpful if I masturbate over my scrubs, is it? I can put them back on and leave if you'd like. I was hoping you'd say that. Do you see how wet my pussy is already? Just from watching you. Just from catching you briefly. Your hand moving under the blanket. How high your heart rate was. You're not the only person with a spiked heart rate anymore. Fuck. Do you like how I touch myself to you? Just gently rubbing my pussy. Bringing all that wetness up to my clit. Right next to your bed. Right where you can see. But just out of reach. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. It feels even better knowing that you're doing it next to me. Watching me. Oh, fuck. Oh, please pull back the blanket. I need to see you touching yourself. I need to see it. Not just know that it's happening, I need to see it. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you look so good. You're really that needy, huh? Oh my god. You know, I could totally get fired for this, right? I hope you'll be a good patient and you won't report me to the Board of Nursing. Fuck. I can't help how needy I am. It's such a stressful job, and some patients are just so rude, but you're just... Oh my god. You've been so nice despite all the shit you're going through, and you're so fucking attractive. And then I find you touching yourself. Oh my god, please tell me it was me you were thinking about. Oh, did me taking your vitals really get you that worked up? Oh, because I swear your heart rate was not this high when I was checking it a couple minutes ago. Can you see it when I spread myself for you? Oh my god, you make my pussy so wet and you don't even have to touch me. Oh my god. This feels even better knowing how wrong it is. So fucking risky. Oh, but you're so worth it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, you're doing so good. Oh, go faster. Please touch yourself faster for me. I need to see you make yourself feel good. A shame that you don't have a significant other to come visit you and fuck you during your visitor hours. Oh, fuck. I don't want you to feel neglected during your stay. I know you get a lot of attention from the hourly rounding anyways. But, oh fuck. I know it can't be anywhere near as good as this type of attention. Maybe I'll start waking you up in the night. Oh, waking you up in the night. For sex instead of for rounding. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know, oh, fuck. You could get me to do whatever you wanted at this point. Since you have so much blackmail material on me now, of course they'd believe the patient. I wouldn't even be able to deny it. Everyone would know I touched myself right in front of you. So unprofessional and pathetic. I just can't help myself. I just had to. Making you show me yourself. Making you show me how you touch yourself. Begging you to tell me that it's me you're thinking about. To me, that was making your heart rate spike. Oh. Oh, please don't ruin my job. I know you're so, so nice and kind. You'd never want to ruin my life, would you? Oh, fuck. But I'd kind of like it if you threatened to hit your call light and get me to come into the room, because you need me to touch myself for you. You need me to touch you because it's just so hard to do it yourself. It's so hard to have the energy to do it all until you come. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, please, can I come for you? You're so fucking perfect. Oh, you're like the perfect patient. Oh, I'm so sorry you have to be here, but oh, I'm so fucking glad you are. And that you got assigned to my room. Oh my god. Taste it? I don't know if that's hygienic. What would you do if I didn't? Would you threaten to report me? Report me for being such an indecent whore? Get my license revoked? I can't have you doing that now, can I? I guess I have to then. And since it's what you want and I've already gone so far. Oh.
embarrassing.
So humiliating. It's one thing to admit that I encouraged you to masturbate in front of me. Another thing that I joined you and came for you all over my fingers, right in your hospital room. It's another thing that I tasted myself for you. Oh, fuck. But you haven't come yet. Did your hand get too tired? Or maybe your arm? Here. Pull my scrubs back up. Are you experiencing any pain? Well, it's good that your medications are working. But are you experiencing any pain or discomfort anywhere? New? Well, it'd be irresponsible of me to ignore a patient in discomfort. Why don't I just slip out of these shoes and come join you? Oh, these beds aren't terribly comfy. Sorry you've had to be in one for so long. You're so strong. I'm sure I would have lost my mind. Oh, fuck, but you... You just keep putting up with it. And you somehow look so fucking sexy while you do it. I know I shouldn't be finding someone in chronic discomfort this attractive, but oh my god. How do you make it look so good? Oh, fuck. I hope you know I would have done this for you no matter why you're in the hospital. Even if it was just a small one-time thing, you're impossible to ignore in the best way. Oh, fuck. You make me feel so good. Which I know isn't the reason I should be a nurse, and it's not, but it's nice to feel appreciated and like I'm helping. Fuck, I wish I could help cuties like you all the time in this way. Let me take over for you. You can give your poor tired hand the rest. Am I doing it right? I'm trying to copy how you did it yourself, but maybe feels better for someone with more energy at their disposal, more agile hands. Like if I do this. Do you like that more? Do you like it slower? Or maybe harder? Or lighter? Softer? However you want it. I'll make sure you come. I wouldn't want to give you a reason to report me after all. You can't report me if you make me make you come, right? My feet. No, you wouldn't want those. I've been on my feet all day. Well, I guess it's only been about 3 hours of my shift. But I don't know. No, I mean, if you... I've just never done that before, but... If you really want my feet, of course I'll give you what you need. I'd hate to think what you could do to my career, my reputation. If any of this got out. So of course I wouldn't want to turn you down and risk upsetting you. Yeah. Why don't we put your gown in between? That way it's a little more sanitary. Of course, I could always help you shower. It's just usually the CNA's job, not mine. There we go. Now I can just grind my foot against you. Through the gown. And... Oh, fuck. Well, I don't do as much with my feet as I do with my hands, but they're much more agile than yours, huh? If you could, would you be doing this to me? Could always help you. Help you position so that it puts less strain on your legs. Hold your foot still and grind against it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm way more into this than I thought I'd be. It's not like I'd have a choice, even if I wasn't, right? Since you have so much blackmail material on me. Oh, fuck. I kind of have to do whatever you want me to. When I rub my heel into it. Looks like you like it. Oh, fuck. I can't believe no one's coming yet. I bet the other nurse told them that I'm handling it. They know I would have called for backup if I needed it. Called a code or someone. Oh my God. Oh, this total leg workout. Oh, but it makes you sound so cute. Will you... Try to move against me. The way you moan. Oh my God. You're fucking perfect. Oh, fuck. Please come. Please come for me. I want to make you come. Just for me touching yourself with me. And, no, me rubbing you through your hospital count with my feet. It's so humiliating. I don't even care if I get fired. Just, oh my God, please don't tell anyone I did this for you. It'd be so embarrassing if they knew what a slut I was for you. I mean, I'm sure they'd understand. Oh my God, a patient as perfect as you. And so sweet, attractive. Oh, fuck, be a good little patient and come. Come, you'll be my favorite patient ever if you do. Oh, I promise I'll come check on you every hour and make sure you have everything you need. Just please come for me. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Do you want me to stop or keep going? Whatever you want. Oh, fuck. Here. I'll help you clean up that mess. Just let me slip these shoes back on. You know, I'm probably gonna have to make a note in your chart about the heart rate spike. What do you want me to say? Sure. That sounds completely plausible. I'll just go put that in and, help you get cleaned up and then check on my other patients. Next time you feel neglected, just use your call light, okay? Okay. Give me a minute to chart.